So I've been thinking a lot about how my fantasies and desires have changed and adapted to my current needs over the years. And well, a few months ago, I want to be used and filled, and I don't care when. I don't care what I'm doing. I don't care what time it is. I don't care if I'm cooking or I'm cleaning or I'm talking to a friend. I don't care. I just want your cock in me, and I want to be used, and I want you, come in me whenever you want. Just my mouth, my ass, my pussy, everything is yours. But, I still like that, even now thinking about it, but I don't know, something's changed, and I've been wanting to be spoiled and taken care of, and I don't know. Instead of being pulled over your lap and spanked, I want to be pulled into your lap and hugged, and I want my hair to be played with, and I want to be given gifts, and I just want to be special. I want to be your little girl. I want to wear cute panties for you, and I want to do my hair cute for you. I want to do chores for you, and I want you to call me your good girl and reward me with butterfly kisses and tickles and dinners and walks and, I want to walk around with you and have every man be jealous that you have me, a young, cute, so cute. That's what I am. While all the girls are jealous that I get to walk around with an older, mature, so handsome man that is taking care of me. Because I don't think there's a girl out there that wouldn't want to be taken care of and treated as special as I know you would treat me. And sometimes I like to just think of all of the different places I'd like to go one day with you, and I don't know why, but off of the top of my head, bowling comes up. And I think that's because I read a story once where I think it was a daddy-daughter bowling story, and there turned out to be not enough seats, so the daughter, she just turned 18. She had to sit in her father's lap, and she was wearing a really short skirt, and I mean, you can probably assume where the story ended up, but I remember one specific part of it was that he tugged on her ponytail that was long, so her head jolted back quickly. And at the same time, he put two fingers inside of her. And I can remember wanting that ever since reading it. So we could go bowling. And then maybe we could go for ice cream on the way home. And then when we got home, and I was a sticky mess from my chocolate ice cream because that is the only kind I like. Then you could wash me. We could take a shower together and you could put shampoo in my hair and give me such a nice neck massage. Would you like washing my body? Would you kiss away the ice cream that spilled onto my hands, onto my lips. And then whatever you couldn't kiss off of me, would you lather up my body and play with the bubbles and make me giggle and squirm and ooh and I think you would. And I would definitely return the favor, because there is no way that we would have gone out for ice cream and I wouldn't have tried to get it on you. So I would clean you too. I would kiss your nose where I put a little bit, and then I'd kiss the left side of your mouth, going down to your chest, right down to your hips, and then continuing down. But you might have to hold on to me, because I don't want to fall. Would you catch me, you think, your arms wrapping around my back, pulling me closer to you while the water was on us? It makes me so wet to think about your hands just slowly touching my body and softly pulling my legs apart and running your fingertips between my delicate, sensitive pussy lips, feeling how wet you got me. Oh, it's been so long since I've come thinking about how good you can make me feel, treating me like your good little girl. I know you know I'm naughty, but I'm a good girl too. And I want to be treated like it right now. I want your lips on my neck while you slowly ease the head of your cock inside of my tight, tight little cunt. I want you to whisper to me that I'm your baby. How cute and little and soft I am wrapped around your dick. My little pink lips parting so you would kiss me. So I could moan into your mouth. So I could wrap my arms around your head and hold you closer to my body. Oh my god. Oh. Would you feel my shivering breath against your neck while you slowly ease your cock in and out of me, dragging it across my clit, pushing it back inside of me over and over? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Can't wait until you can take care of me like that, Daddy. Until then, bye.